An exhibition currently on view at the Mathers Museum of World Cultures at Indiana University showcases the results of a collaboration artist Todd Drake forged with Muslims in North Carolina and Bahrain. Esse quam videri, Latin for to be rather than to seem, features 19 photographs, collaged images, and self-drawn portraits, along with short essays providing context for the pictures. WFIU's Yayoka Sander spoke with the artist.
When the State Department sent artist Todd Drake to Bahrain just after the Arab Spring, he met a man who wanted to tell him about Islam.
He pulled out his cell phone and showed me the saying that he kept on his cell phone. And it reads, "If you don't find God in the next person you meet, you're wasting your time looking for him."
The adage glows from the screen of the cell phone being held by the man Todd met and photographed as part of his current project, Esse Quam Videri, for which it serves as a fitting epigraph.
And I think that, to me, sets the tone for talking about stereotypes, is how do we find that of God in the people around us and push against some of the misconceptions that get spread about one another.
Todd's desire to push against stereotypes has served as a calling card among many subcultures in his native North Carolina.
I did a series of paintings that brought in people from all kinds of backgrounds, truck drivers, immigrants working up in Cherokee, North Carolina for the service industry, Alzheimer's patients, exotic nightclub employees.
Todd collaborated with members of these groups while he was a Rockefeller Fellow at UNC Chapel Hill's Center for Global Initiatives.
In 2004 and 5, I was with them on a project called The Transnationalization of the American South. It was really a kind of cornucopia of what was going on in the state at the time.
Todd's work with the center also led to two books charting the undocumented immigrant experience in North Carolina. By 2007, Todd's work had led him to a different population.
I couldn't at the time think of a more marginalized community in our country than the Muslim community. Recognizing that September 11th set us on a course that resulted in that community feeling not entirely welcomed in the country. Also remembering how we treated Japanese Americans during World War II, if you spoke to most Muslims, they would probably share the fact that this is one of the worst times to be a Muslim American. I've had people tell me that point blank.
So Todd gave presentations at mosques, schools, and colleges to propose his idea.
What I tried to let them know was this was your opportunity to speak, that I was going to try to multiply whatever they wanted to share and to put it out there, to take it to schools, put it in exhibitions, put it on the internet, eventually make a book out of it, and to tell them that they control the content. And that took a little bit of convincing at first. I mean, people didn't quite get what I was trying to do. They thought I was some kind of researcher. The mosques initially would say, "There's a guy from Chapel Hill in the back. He's doing research. If you want to talk to him, go talk to him." I was like, "No, it's not that. I'm not a scientist, you know, trying to do a query and then take that information back to the laboratory. I was trying to empower this community to use the visual language of portraiture, which doesn't have a long tradition in Islam. I mean, there is representational art within the culture or within the religion. But as far as a Western kind of embracing of the self-portrait, you don't see a lot of that. And I had people tell me, they won't be interested. I was like, "Well, we'll do abstract stuff. If it's just color and shape, that'll be interesting too." And instead, they jumped on it.
The results of Todd's collaboration with Muslims in North Carolina and beyond are on view in the exhibition Esse Quam Videri, a Latin phrase meaning to be rather than to seem, which also serves as the state's motto. The show has been exhibited at 20 universities, at schools, and in churches. Although in most cases Todd composed and shot the photographs in the show, provided art direction, and at times digitally manipulated the pictures, he calls the pictures Muslim self-portraits and defines his own role as one of an editor.
It takes a writer's work and makes suggestions or helps with grammar, or the layout artist for a magazine that takes the stories and puts them together in a way that people will pay attention. They're in control of the content. That makes it, in my mind, a self-portrait.
Collaborating with his subjects to help them tell their story is not always a seamless process. Todd was leery when an African-American man he met, Tamir, said he wanted to pose in a Superman shirt.
I said, "Why?" You know, I tried to go a little bit deeper. "Why?" He said, "Because I grew up with racism and hatred growing up in the American South as a black man. And Islam helped me shed all that. And today I serve all people and I love all people." He said, "I feel like a Superman." And I was like, okay. Do you have a T-shirt, Superman T-shirt? Nope. So I got one off the internet. I was bought in at that point.
Tamir's is not the only self-portrait with an element of the unexpected. Todd points out a group portrait of five smiling women in headscarves playing basketball.
The thing that breaks down a stereotype here is that women would be doing something like this, right? These women are having a good time. They're laughing. They're playing. And we've got this 9/11 perspective on Islam that everything is all about jihad and, you know, Sharia law and constriction. And here these women are out having a blast with a basketball.
From basketball to Superman, each of these Muslim subjects has chosen an iconic fixture of American life as an attribute for their portrait. A third portrait homes in on that theme further still. Todd explained how an enigmatic still life of a Coke and a slice came to stand in as the portrait of a Muslim restaurant owner.
He was angry about the way the U.S. was carrying out its politics in the Middle East, and he had this and that to say, and I was listening, and finally I, you know, circled back and said, well, you know, this project is supposed to be about you. What part of your life would you like to share? Do you have hobbies, you know, like do you horseback ride or scuba dive, or do you serve the community in any way? And he said, well, I feed the homeless. They come in here and eat. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, when I opened this pizzeria, initially they would go to the dumpster, the homeless would, and pull out crusts and eat it. And he said, I saw them and said, that's no way to be human. Come inside and sit down. And he said, I've been doing it for 20 years. And I'm like, how many a day do you feed? He said, between 10 and 20 a day. Now, as almost on cue, in walks a homeless gentleman, sits down at a booth, and the owner looks at the gentleman, looks at his staff, and nods his head, and that's the meal they prepared for him. It happened right in front of me, and I photographed it.
The restaurant owner himself avoided the camera. We can just make out his rear-facing figure in the dimly lit background. Although Todd respected the proprietor's wish to remain anonymous, the artist's goal is to bring more of these everyday and sometimes exceptional Muslim stories into the light.
You know, his story is important too. It's not as sexy as the bad stuff, and so it doesn't get spread as far and wide. We've had some homegrown terrorists come out of North Carolina. The media is doing a great job of telling their story. You know, books are being written, show after show is being put out on their lives. It's that out of balance that I'm trying to address.
At the core of this collection of Muslim self-portraits is an American ideal.
One way I describe myself is a radical equalist, right? I think all people are created equal. I bought that. And that comes from our government. That comes from our founding fathers. I'm just holding that mirror up and saying, remember, we said all people are created equal. All right. Then let's go forward and do that.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Essay Quam Videri, Muslim Self-Portraits, remains at the Mathers Museum until June 18th. You can see pictures from the show and find a link to the website for the traveling exhibition at wfiu.org/arts.